This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this morning I'm with the one and only, the YouTube sensation.
It's Danny McCaskill here.
Danny, you're sounding just a wee bit tired here.
A wee bit jet lagged. All this jet set lifestyle these days. Nah, we were doing some shows in California at the weekend there, so.
Yeah. And you're wearing your Red Bull cap. So, are you still part of the Red Bull camp?
Yes. Yeah. It's been. It'll be going on 10 years this year that I've been with Red Bull. So.
So that pays the bills.
It does. Yes. We've been lucky to, kind of do loads of different stuff with them over the last few years, so it's a lot of support, which is pretty awesome.
Good. And you really came to notice, well, it's 10 years, that's the whole reason for an anniversary tour.
Whatever. Yes.
10 years ago, a fairly lovely video went viral and has now had 38 million views.
Yeah, that's right. But it certainly, you know, that video certainly kicked off a, you know, a career that I couldn't have imagined having, you know. It's amazing what the internet can do, or the opportunities it can open up.
What had you done before then? How old were you at that stage?
I would have been 23.
And what had you done? I'd been working at school.
I'd been at school, and then when I left school, I went to work in a bike shop in Aviemore for a few years, and then once I kind of felt like I'd ridden all the riding in Aviemore, I fancied moving to a city. And Edinburgh was the first port of call. I kind of saw it was not too big a city. It was a bit more like a big town. So,
and it was great for Edinburgh, because your video really showed off Edinburgh as, you know, all our wonderful scenery up at the castle and everything too, as well as your phenomenal biking skills.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect backdrop for a video, you know. I mean, my kind of focus was very much back then just trying to find the coolest riding I could find, and I had lived in the city for maybe about 4 years, and I had these kind of dream tricks that I thought about trying, and it wasn't until my flatmate offered to make a video that I, you know, started really looking at these tricks sort of seriously, or taking them seriously and actually going through the process of trying to put them onto film. So
So what, the last 10 years then, you've been with Red Bull and you've just been honing your skills, and I remember seeing you in Castle Street not so long ago, jumping up onto the bollards there on your bike and doing things that any normal person would think were impossible.
Yeah.
So what's your newest and most impossible trick?
Newest and most impossible. Hard to say, to be honest. I mean, I've got lots of big films in the planning. I was supposed to film a big film at the end of 2017, but unfortunately I broke my kneecap, so that's kind of been put on hold at the moment. I do have
that
a new
sounds
film.
Sounds really painful.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I was filming over in California, and just had a little spill over the top side of a railing, and just kneed the ground. Not the most painful thing I've ever had, but it's definitely it's a bit of a slow one to recover.
So. Is that a problem, do you think? I mean, you know, for any sportsman, any athlete of any
of
sort, injuries.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say I'm quite lucky that I'm not against the clock, or, you know, I'm not measured in millimeters or trying to beat other riders. I mean, it's a lot more creative what I'm doing. So, and I'm also, I don't have a race calendar, so I've got my own sort of schedules. So
you can have some gaps and some
rest for sure.
Periods.
You know, and you can also come up with projects that suit your riding level at the time. You know, although a lot of them are. There's certainly been ones that have been very ambitious, and trying to come back from injury to do those has been difficult. There's other ones where you're saying, well, this year I'm maybe not going to be completely 100%, but I'll certainly be good enough to do this video at 100%, you know what I mean? So you kind of choose your battles, you know, it's going with your fitness.
So this year, you're going indoors and you're coming to the Fringe.
Yeah.
What's the idea of that? Because, I mean, my idea of you is very much about the outdoors, about the scenery, and here you are, you're going to be in a tent?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're going to be bringing the Drop and Roll Tour to Edinburgh and doing it live for 23 days in a row, which is going to be amazing. We've been running Drop and Roll for about 5 years now, myself and Duncan Shaw, and we've been lucky to take that all over the world. And it's going to be an opportunity for us to come, you know, a bit of a homecoming, as it were, because Duncan went to university here, and I've obviously got such a strong connection to Edinburgh. it's going to be really cool for us to kind of be doing something so big in the festival. So.
And what should people expect when they come along?
I mean, we're going to try to get a lot of elements from some of the videos that people might have seen of me online, some of the bigger kind of tricks, and then we're just going to try to put together an awesome show, sort of family friendly, just hopefully inspiring people to get out on bikes. So yeah.
And it said in the press release that I read that there's going to be some audience participation.
Yes.
Are you going to randomly select people to sit on the bar of your bike?
That would be telling, you know, that would be telling. Give somebody a backy around a loop the loop or something. No, I don't know. Yeah, just want to make as exciting as possible, obviously within what public liability will allow us to do, you know. It's just going to be a lot of fun, can't wait.
Great. And should people expect to see you riding around on your bike during August in Edinburgh?
Yeah, I think for most of the days in the festival we're just going to be doing one show a day. I think there's a number of days we'll be doing two shows, but
you might need a wee rest those days.
If it's one show a day, I mean, that should be, I mean, we'll be out riding a lot, you know. I mean, that's you know, it's going to be actually really fun getting to come back and spend some good time on the streets of Edinburgh, even though it's a festival, which I used to find a little bit frustrating living here, because all I wanted to do was ride in all these kind of locations. But when they've got big tents in the middle, it's like in Bristol Square, for instance, I used to find it a nuisance. But
and now here you are coming to Underbelly's Cow Bar.
Yeah, exactly. Right, now we're being the nuisance. So yeah, but it's going to be cool.
Well, Danny, thanks very much for speaking with us, and we look forward to seeing you in August.
Perfect. Thanks.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.